put this Bible verse on their site, Ephesians 4:12. To equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up. So just looking at your documents, Ernie, that's a pretty good summary, right? I mean, we're going to dive in some details here, but you have to be satisfied with what that means. Dive into some of the things at the school. So, Randy, you've got, as you mentioned, a poor country. You've got people spread out. How do you get students to the school? What's the recruiting process of doing that? Recruiting, Randy, how far away can you get students? I mean, how far away does somebody travel to get all the way to your school? So how do you handle that then in terms of bus fare? Where do they stay at when they get there? That's one of the things I know Randy, you tried to talk to them about, but just over in their culture, they don't believe in paying pastors. So all these pastors at these congregations get no money, correct? And have you made any headway in talking to them about biblically where to go with that? So I know that's a challenge.
Thank you.
this a special time for the school? Is this a critical time right now as you get to that 10-year anniversary, or where is the school at?
I would say this is probably a pivotal time. I'm 73. And the 21st is just like the end of the year. And
about that financial support, Randy, how difficult is it within the Ugandan community to get that? I mean, how dependent are you on funds coming from churches in the United States? Can they raise some money in Uganda organically, or is it most of it coming from here?
Thank you.
training school is Uganda itself has some challenges. One of those challenges is what we call the prosperity gospel. We see it in the United States. The United States has taken a little hit. It's gone down. But we still, doesn't take long to see the prosperity gospel in the United States. But those of you who are not aware, just a positive confession, donations, it's a divine right for you to be successful in this life. You know, health and wealth. Believers are going to be prosperous. They're going to be successful. Just claim it and name it. So now that prosperity gospel that gets to Uganda, Randy, it's one thing in the United States, but what's the major problem that that poses in Uganda with that prosperity gospel? Other challenges, Randy, like you have the prosperity gospel. What other things are these pastors facing? You know, you educate the pastors, they go out to their respective congregations in Uganda. What are some other things that it's important to educate them on? What other challenges do Christianity in Uganda? Actually had them go out and witness and get them ready, and one afternoon it was like go, and they went out and witnessed. So very, very interesting, very impactful. How do you think that went, just sending your students out, just basically out to the street? Guys, if we could bring up that first photo, we'd like to, as we come down the home stretch here, just look at some photos here, and Randy can expound on them a little bit. Okay. break from classes and they congregate outside there, and sometimes they'll go down to do something to eat, but that's kind of the area where they seem to gather.
It's our classroom, and we have 50 students.
Out in the crowd, Randy, people kind of talk about sometimes the men can't get off work, right? So the men can't get off work, and their wives will come and take notes for them. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah.
This is on the path we walk every morning to the school, but the water tanks there, can you tell us a little bit about those water tanks? And Ken and Sherry's house sold, mostly solar, correct? The solar, the power, the
power.
Preaching lights. Not one student made a move. I'm like looking around where the lights at, but I was alone with that.
We get solar.
This is on the way to church on Sunday morning. This is the view outside the car going to the church. Next slide, please, guys.
That's
yeah. So miles and miles of this, Randy, right? So you have political figures, they can test you, the political figure advertised there, but roads and roadside stands for miles and miles. That's a decent snapshot of what is on the life. So this is looking outside of Ken and Sherry Roberts' house. Randy showed that sunset, but as we walked out the door in the morning, this is the view that we got. Pretty nice there.
There,
like there that Stonebridge provided, when they get something new like that, that's a big deal.
I could listen to that all day.
It could go on a long time. When we